Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble. My name is Stephen Moore. I'll be one of your adjudicators today. It is April 18th, and we're at Castro Valley High School. This is the CMEA Bay Section Band and Orchestra Festival, and very much looking forward to listening to your group play today. Good. I think more of expansion to that fortissimo, really big, loud, crazy tone sound at 5. And again. Yeah. I feel like you're getting to a forte, maybe mezzo forte at 1 at 16. Yeah, each of these could be, I mean, if you think of maybe a piano as 2 and then a forte as 5, you know, moving 2, 3, 4, 5 through mezzo piano and mezzo forte through to forte. Maybe a little longer of the triplet. Boom, bum, diggy, di, bum, diggy, da, bum. Boom, ba, piddle, da, di. Yeah. Piddle, piddle. Maybe a little bit more of a push on the first pitch there of beat 4 each time the triplet occurs. Because that pitch, the fourth beat beginning is each time the highest pitch of that figure. So the musical line would go to that pitch because it's the highest pitch in the measure. Good transition. Good balance. Good. And then trying to make sure that the die away is more of a unanimous decision to all play together and then die away together. Looking at 112, heard maybe one or two players who were just kind of keeping on a little bit longer than everyone else there. Probably a little softer for this section. Watching for intonation there through with trumpets. 127, 128. Good job on the mallet percussion there. Good breath together on beat five there. Beat four before the 5/4. Sorry. That was good. Oh, yeah. Watch the intonation on this. I think it's the key signature. The G major is throwing you off a little bit. Did I say G major? F major. Sorry about that. Da da dee dee da pa pa. So pick up of the and of three and of four in bar 167. Good. Personnel changes for Song of Lear. Good, liking the textures you guys are coming up with here. Just trying to keep everything out of the way and making everything just kind of colors. And then just making sure the trumpets are in tune together. Softer, softer, softer. So moving from mezzo piano to piano here, and then to forte. And the mezzo piano indications were more for the solo parts. So the textures were supposed to be more piano at 21. Making sure that flutes are just right on top of the pitch there after C. Keeping the sound spinning forth all the way through, and then using your neighbors to help sort out the breathing here and trying to keep the phrasing so that the phrases are really, really long. And they're just kind of weaving in and out of each other. I still hear flutes as being just a little bit under pitch. Push on these tia tuya tia tia, and that way the second of each of the two slurred pitches can be a little less, and that's gonna help keep the textures just a little bit lighter. Yeah, less with the rhythmic ostinati here, flutes, clarinets, oboes. Let the euphonium solo come through. The entrance here in the euphonium. Just make sure that the beginning pitches are really established so that we can hear the entrance a little bit more. Good, clarinets. Good, independence of lines throughout here. So I'm again, like I said before, looking for a more a longer line here through K. Can this all be woven so that there isn't any break in the sound the whole time you're playing? And that way you can establish with you and your stand partner and the other people in your section to have when you can breathe so that the line just continues forth all the way through without break. Because if you're all breathing in the same place, then the line gets broken in the same place. I'm talking about what's happening at K. A little too loud on the tam-tam. Nice. Good job, guys. So in this one, just looking again for a scheme with your playing to figure out how to work within the section to make the lines longer so that not everyone's breathing in the same place. And that way what's going to happen is the tapestry is going to have much stronger musical lines that go all the way through different sections as opposed to being broken up every four or eight bars by breaths by everyone. Did I hear a triplet the first time? Dakatatim. I definitely heard the straight pitches in 9, but I'm not sure if I heard the triplet in 8. Shorter on these little eighth notes. Dum da da dee da, dum da da dee da. So a little shorter on the 16th note pickup into beat 2, bar 32. Good. So entrances, make the entrances a little bit stronger and then go immediately away after you've played your part for about 2.5 beats, okay? Because that way you've established what you're doing and then you're out of the way of the next line. That's the section there from 59 through to about 67. Dee da dee da dum ba da dum. The highest pitches are a little flat. And highest pitches out of tune again, little flat. So make sure that the snare is doing a nice roll on the and of 3 in 111. Take that back and start a roll. They're 16th notes. Sorry, I missed one of the flags. Intonation's starting to wane a little bit here. Follow. Dum da da dee da. So a little snappier here at 141. The articulations are starting to get a little bit rounded as opposed to kind of tongued and short and distinct. Good job, you guys. Big program. You almost came right up to that 25-minute mark. It's been 23 minutes and 45 seconds. So that's a lot of playing for you guys. Some really interesting and well-played music. It was a pleasure listening to you today, and good luck with your sight reading clinic coming up.